friends. So today we are reading a story called Just One Flake. The story was written by Travis Jonker, and it is for all of you who can see that it is snowing outside. And there are some of you who are definitely having it snow outside. And so if that's you, this story is for you. Are you ready, sir? Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and...
I am Sir Lancelot's squire.
Sir Lancelot's squire? What a wonderful job you have. Well, congratulations.
Tomorrow I'll be knighted.
You're going to be knighted? Oh, how wonderful. Sir Lancelot's squire. Well, are you excited to hear our story about some snow?
Yeah, I forgot my name.
That's okay. We can give you a new name.
No.
Think about it. Maybe it'll come to you. And we'll read the story in the meantime. Okay. So when we open the book, we see a little boy. He's got a green hat with green gloves and a blue coat. And it's snowing. And he says to us,
I want to catch a snowflake. Just one snowflake. Right here.
And he shows us his tongue.
I'm not going back inside until I do it,
he says.
This will work.
And he's holding his tongue out and laying on his back in the snow with his mouth wide open. Do you think it's going to work? Mm-mm. Let's see.
It's working. It's working.
In the picture we can see.
To the page.
In the picture we can see the snowflake. hold on. In the picture we can see the snowflake is falling, and then a whoosh of wind.
Not working.
Blew the snowflake away. Oh, how upsetting.
Not.
Yeah, to have stood there all that time.
Maybe I'll make a snowman. From up here, I know I'll catch a snowflake.
No, I'm gonna get from up here and you'll catch a snowflake.
Yeah, so in this picture, he has climbed up on top of the snowman that he has made. And he's got his tongue back out again and he says,
You're right from here, I know I'll catch a snowflake.
Yeah, he's trying to catch that snowflake on his tongue.
The faster I go, the more snowflakes I'll catch,
he says with his tongue out. I don't think you're going to catch any snowflakes by running fast, though, are you? Maybe. Let's see.
I can't keep that up, he says.
But his mom or his sister says, Liam, time to come in.
Liam,
oh.
I need to catch a snowflake.
I will never catch a snowflake.
No. Oh.
And now the snow is stopping.
Oh, how sad for him.
Wait, there's one last flake.
He sees it coming down.
My last chance,
he thinks to himself.
I will catch that flake,
he says, and we can see him running for it as it comes down.
Just one flake,
he says, and his tongue is sticking out. And
turn.
Do you think he's going to make it?
I don't know. Oh, oof.
Oh, no. He face planted in the snow. He's way up, halfway in the snow with his legs sticking out.
That's right.
That snowflake is coming down.
Got it,
he says, but it's not on his tongue. It's on his mitten.
Whoa.
He says as he holds it up close to his face and he can see it. And in the picture, we can see.
I quickly lick that thing up before it melts.
You would? Mm-hmm. It's sparkling in his eyes. He is just in It's beautiful. But guess what the problem is here?
It melted.
Because his hands are warm, right?
Yeah, I would have put it in my mouth.
Straight away put it in your mouth. Yeah, we can see it disintegrating slowly. Disintegrate, right? That's what...
Melt.
Yeah, that's another way of saying that it has fallen apart. It has melted. Mm-hmm.
I caught a snowflake. It wasn't on my tongue. But hot chocolate probably tastes better anyways.
Oh my gosh.
And his mom has made him hot chocolate. So he's just decided to come inside, have his hot chocolate. And he says,
and now that I know what a real snowflake looks like, I can have as many as I want.
And what has he done?
Oh.
What has he done?
Made a bunch of paper snowflakes and taped them onto his wall.
Yes, he has taken a very close look at a snowflake, and now he has got scissors and he's got paper and he's cutting out snowflake after snowflake after snowflake and making a snowflake chain, and he's taping snowflakes up all over his walls to decorate, and I gotta say, it's impressive, isn't it? Well done, young man. But don't try to lick those, because yuck, that's paper. It's not meant to, yeah, it's not meant to go into your mouth. But it is fun to think about how many snowflakes you can make on your own that don't melt. So if you live in a place where there is no snow right now, I'm looking at you, Hawaii. I'm looking at you, Australia. And you're thinking to yourself, I would like to have a snowy Christmas. Well, guess what you can do? That's right. You can make your own snowflakes. And I highly recommend it, don't you? Yeah. And it is also
the end. Can't wait to be knighted.
Yeah.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.